This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. In this weekly segment, we talk a lot about sustainability, and we do so in a variety of areas. One of the areas we probably have underserved over the years is the matter of food waste. We're going to take care of that today. Food waste management is taking place in segments of our community, but it remains an issue that warrants a more dedicated effort in a variety of ways. With that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to Noelle Bowman. Noelle is Washtenaw County Solid Waste Program Specialist and our guest on Issues of the Environment. Good morning to you, and thank you for being here.
Hi, David. Thank you.
When we talk about food management, how significant an environmental issue is this, not only in Washtenaw County, but everywhere?
Well, in terms of Washtenaw County, and it can be extrapolated to elsewhere, a significant portion of our municipal solid waste that's generated is, in fact, food waste. So in 2012, the city of Ann Arbor actually conducted a waste study, and the data revealed from that study that about 40 to 50% of the solid waste being generated within the Ann Arbor city limits is food waste.
That's huge.
Yes.
Now, is that on the commercial side of things, from our restaurants? Is that from the residential side, or a combination of both?
Well, this particular study that they had conducted specifically looked at single-family homes and apartments.
Wow, so we're not even talking about the restaurants in the area
exactly.
yet. And, of course, Ann Arbor is chock full of them.
Yeah.
So what programs are in place? Let's start on the residential side. What programs are in place and available to help us start better dealing with food waste?
Sure, yes. Well, I will say that the city of Ann Arbor is certainly a leader in both the county and the state and the nation, really, for food waste management. So in response to the 2012 study that was conducted, in 2014, the city of Ann Arbor expanded its residential curbside organics collection program
mm-hmm.
to pilot a food scraps recovery program. So this means that residents can put all of their plate scrapings, meat, dairy, bones, into the compost bin for curbside collection. So this is only available to residents at this time. And as far as I know, there's no other municipality within the county that has a program like this. So they're certainly a leader in talking with the management over there. It sounds like it was a very successful program. So successful, in fact, that earlier this month, Ann Arbor City Council allocated in their budget $100,000 to sort of expand that organics collection program.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair here, and today we're talking with Noelle Bowman about food waste. Noelle works for Washtenaw County as a solid waste program specialist. If I don't live in Ann Arbor and this program is not available to me and I have my food waste at home, what are my options for best dealing with that and keeping it out of landfills?
Sure, yeah. So Washtenaw County actually has a very involved, passionate group of people that had a certification program for master composters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called the Washtenaw County Master Composter Certification Program. And it's a course that's held once per year. It basically teaches, it trains residents to at-home compost. So it's a six-week series. It usually begins in September. And it really, graduates leave that training course able to implement composting on various different types of composting, backyard, bin composting, pit composting, vermiculture, so worm composting.
And beyond food waste management, it has environmental benefits as compost.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Rather than putting the food waste in the trash where it sits in a landfill, basically what composting does is it yields a product, so compost, that residents can use in their gardens and other applications. So,
well, let me ask you this. Now let's take a gander at the commercial sector,
sure.
because restaurants generate a lot of food, and
yes.
health laws state if, you know, you have it left over at the end of the night, you really have to get rid of it. So what is available to restaurants in this area to best deal with this and not just throw it away?
Yes. So there are certain leaders, I would say, in the community, restaurant food producers, that are sort of taking the food waste issue into their own hands because there's not commercial compost infrastructure yet.
Right.
So basically, one particular example of this would be the Brinery, which isn't a restaurant, but it's a small company in Ann Arbor that I'm sure maybe you've heard of them. They make fermented foods.
Right.
So they are they make their product at the Washtenaw Food Hub, and what they do with their food waste is they vermicompost it. So they worm compost it. So there's a company called Star Valley Farms, and they installed and they operate two vermiculture systems on the premises to process the Brinery's food waste. So each of these systems is able to process 500 pounds per week. So between the two systems, 1,000 pounds per week is being diverted from the landfill through these vermiculture systems. So what that means is 50,000 pounds of food waste per year is being diverted.
That's tremendous. Now,
yes.
Is this available to anyone who can afford to do so or who is interested in pursuing this kind of food waste management?
Certainly, yes. You could go to Star Valley Farms website.
Another thing that happens a lot, particularly during the summer months through this area, is special events. We have the
yes.
Ann Arbor Art Fairs. We have the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. That generates a lot of vendors who create a lot of food, who then create a lot of waste.
Yes.
So is there something different we can do for these kinds of special events?
Yes. At the beginning of this year, the Washtenaw County Solid Waste Division, in partnership with Recycle Ann Arbor and Amcor Rigid Plastics, we jointly submitted a grant application to the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. They're having a big push for recycling programs on a state level. So as a part of that, they were looking for projects to increase diversion rates. And so we submitted a zero waste special events initiative. And as a part of that, what we're doing is offering organics collections at special events.
So that will be, we have the recycle bins and garbage cans, and then we're
correct.
Going to have another container to
yes.
dispose of our food waste?
Exactly. So basically, a study was conducted that concluded that about 2.5 pounds of waste is generated per day per person at these public events. And like you said,
that's a lot.
It is. And like you mentioned, a big portion of that is food waste. So in offering these organics diversion opportunities, all of that food that would ordinarily be going to sit in a landfill will now be collected and composted.
So what I'm hearing through the course of our conversation is that we're making a lot of progress, and there's
yes.
a lot of people becoming more aware that it is a significant issue and needs to be dealt with in new and better ways. So where would you like to see Washtenaw County 3 years down the line from here?
Well, ideally, communities will continue growing. Like I said, mentioned before, Ann Arbor, the city of Ann Arbor is a leader. So ideally, they will continue to progress with their organics collection programs and expand to commercial. And then, you know, best case scenario, other communities within Washtenaw County will look to those activities and adopt their own models to address the food waste issue.
Sounds like a plan to me. Noelle, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you coming in today.
All right. Thank you very much, David, for having me.
That is Noelle Bowman, Washtenaw County Solid Waste Program Specialist, and our guest for this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.